The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to my brother, and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Steve Johnson.
No, wait.
What was that?
April Fools. It was me, Travis.
Oh, that's fucking great. You got me so good.
Yeah, it was me, Travis, the whole time, guys.
Okay, here, let me try one. And okay. What's up, you dumb buttholes? It's me, Griffin. April Fool's Day.
Now, okay, Griffin.
Is that right?
No. I didn't give you the briefing ahead of time, but I would like us... We're recording this the day before April Fool's Day. It'll come out after April Fool's Day, of course, but we can keep the spirit in our hearts all year long. I would like us to try to focus on April Fool's jokes that everyone can smile and chuckle at, where there's no... There's no but.
But
if
that's
you will.
I would never be like, what's up, fucking ugly numbnuts?
Dirtbag
numbnuts, asshole, shrimp dick asshole.
Shrimp dick assholes?
April Fool's Day. I would never, guys, listen to me. I would never, ever say something like that. And that's the joke of it.
Hey, Griffin, can I tell you, my problem with that run you just went on wasn't so much the offensive language as I couldn't tell where the punctuation was in it and what nouns went with what verbs and what adverbs and such. Was shrimp dick asshole one idea? Or was
it's
that two different?
It's sort of one incredible private part.
Oh.
It's one amazing private part.
The Ouroboros. The shrimp dick eats itself.
And
it's like
it's
a
also an asshole.
Cloaca. Yeah.
It does a lot of stuff. It wears many hats.
Justin, but do you want to try an April Fool's joke?
It doesn't matter because I didn't mean it because I would never say anything like that.
Yeah, but
to
for
you
a second, Griffin, there's a second there where I thought you did mean it. And
well,
it
that's
hurt
the
me.
Mark of a great April Fool's joke.
Okay.
So, Justin?
Should we try to prank Dad?
I don't know, man.
What would be a good prank on Dad?
We can tell him.
What if we call him? We say it's his doctor.
Yeah.
No, what?
I like it so far.
Call him and say it's his doctor. And then we're like, you know that test that you had done? And it's like, it doesn't matter with Dad because he probably
had a test.
I'm not on board with this so far, but reel me in.
Okay. We did it. We have to do it again deeper.
Oh.
What do you mean? Oh, like the test has to go be deeper.
Whatever he had done. We're going to do it again, but like more and harder and deeper.
So we can make him, so then it's not like he's unhealthy, right? We can be like, hey, it's me, your doctor. The results are looking great. We don't want you to fret at all about that, but you do need to come in and let us do it deeper just so we can be 100% sure.
We can do it a little deeper.
If we could take, we just need to go deep. We need to push harder, and it's going to be wider this time.
Right. It's going to be a much bigger instrument. Say that. A bigger, deeper instrument.
Now, I don't know how to break it to you guys, but our dad's kind of a big nerd.
Yeah.
Maybe we could call him and be like, hey, it's your doctor. And we did the test, and we've never seen anything like it before. You've got the mutant gene, my friend.
No, he's not going to believe that, though. No? What if we tell him it's one of his, like, hey, it's me, you know, Larry McMurtry or something, you know, something yeah. like that. Like,
hey, true believer, it's me, Stan Lee.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. Yeah, he's not famously
I faked my death. Yeah. I faked my death so that I could live in anonymity, but I'm ready to give over my comic fortune to you. If you can answer me this one question, what's Spider-Man's real name?
And then, then also be like, and also you need to go back to the doctor because they got to go deeper.
They got to go deeper. And more.
And more of it with a wider instrument. True believer.
True Excelsior.
Excelsior.
That's funny.
Dad. He's got a hard road.
Yeah, he's got enough going on. Yeah. Well, maybe we could have Dad prank Justin.
Well, I'm here.
We could have Dad call Justin and be like, hey, it's your doctor. And you know that test? We got to go deeper.
But now I think Juice will see that one coming.
Only because... First off, I'm a virile young man who never needs any sort of medical
I've
tests.
Never been to the doctor. Yeah.
But more than that, like, I'm here.
Did you just second guess calling yourself a virile man, a virile young man?
Or did you become afraid that your wife might overhear you saying that you've never been to the doctor and talking about, I don't need to go to the doctor? Because
I was questioning, can we just talk? Can we sit jokes out of the room for a second?
Yeah, jokes get out of here.
Because I'm about to get vulnerable with you guys.
Okay, yeah. Now you're worried you need a test of some sort?
No, I'm going to get vulnerable with you guys, and I don't know. What I was pausing there to think was, if virile, like, I've had a vasectomy.
That's.
And I don't know if virile is specifically about your jizzies or not.
Right, you're saying you could nut. If it weren't for the elective, you've decided not to nut, essentially is what you've...
That, I think, is, like, true virility, is deciding not to, the power not to nut.
No, I still nut. It's just like...
Oh, look at this braggart over here. All right, big man, we get it.
Super
it comes out,
weird.
Like, completely clear. You know what I mean? Like water.
Like sand? Oh, like, no, the other side?
Yeah, like water.
What kind of vasectomy did I have? Huh.
They must not. If you're not blasting water with every jizzy,
go ahead, Juice.
If you're not blasting water with every jizzy, you did not have a vasectomy. They lied to you.
Oh, they gave you something else.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Can you still be virile if you're?
It's still in there.
If it don't work,
that's what I'm saying. It's in there, and it could come out. You've just decided to make it not.
Hey, how
it's like, you know, Willy Wonka closed his factory, but it's still popular. You know what I mean? He's still a millionaire, even though people aren't going in or out.
I didn't even stop to think about what's going on with all the little boys in there. They're just kind of in there forever, huh?
They get reabsorbed.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, that or it's just your balls are getting bigger and bigger.
It's both. I mean, that's the thing. It gets reabsorbed to create more mass.
This is a bad conversation.
This is a bad conversation that I hate being
April
part
Fools.
Of. April Fools. We would never talk about Justin's huge balls, swollen.
I can't believe you bought it.
April Fools. Who would say that?
Who would say that? Sit here and talk about how their balls are as big as the swing of Tiger Woods.
Come on, everyone.
April Fools.
I recently left my job, and as a departing gift, my old employer had given me a $100 gift card to a local Canadian coffee/donut shop. I mean,
that's a lot.
It's Tim Hortons.
But that's a lot. $100 at
that
Tim Hortons?
That seems like a lot of Tim Hortons.
It's probably Bieber. This is probably from Bieber.
The only reason that happens is because your boss was like, you need to make a good impression at your new job. Donuts for everybody. I'm giving you a leg up. Here you go.
It was sent to me via email. The only thing is that it was sent to my work email, and I hadn't realized this until now, which is a problem because it has been almost a month since I left that job. Is that money gone now? What do I do? That's from Cardless in Canada.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
That's a toughie.
This is something not enough people talk about, right? But how, in a year, right? Retail places have to be, like, crossing their fingers every time a gift card is bought. It's like, please lose it. That's
please
just fucking
this.
Free money for
free
us.
Free money.
Now, wait a minute. Who is, in this example, Travis, who is thinking that? Because it's not the cashier who's like.
No, it's like Mr. Sears or, like, you know, the Lady Macy's.
Yeah,
you know, like, it's the people who, it's the, It's the people who run it.
Professor Gadzooks.
Exactly. Thank you.
Jeremy Journeys.
Is exactly. Journeys still a store?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to open a store next to it, by the way, called Destination, and people are like, it's not about that, right? Because I want to help Journeys
that's
out.
That's good. That's really thank fucking you. Good.
Okay, do you think this is Canadian? Like Canadian or money or
American?
Like Canadian. What's the Canadian dollar trading for, Juice?
It's 80 to our dollars. So
that's so easy. That's like a really easy conversion. I hope they keep it locked right there at that nice.
Yeah,
even.
Lock it right in. That's easy to do. So I think everybody should just lock it into everything equals $1, by the way, because I can't do
that. God, that would be so much easier.
I'm so confused because they say it's a local Canadian coffee shop. It's like, do you mean it's a local Tim Hortons? Like, why would you say local and Canadian?
Your friendly neighborhood Timbo's.
It might be Jim Hortons.
No, it was like, are they in Canada or not? That's all I'm trying to figure out.
I think so. Let's just assume it.
Okay, so $80.
No, but we don't know how much coffee costs. Let's just call it
$100. That's what I'm working on right now. I'm working on that for you.
You're Googling how much this math could not possibly be so important that it would require you.
I don't think we can here's the thing. It isn't $80. You have to let go of that. We have to figure out what the conversation is.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes. Is it worth 30 coffees is what you're saying?
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, probably not.
The answer is yes, it is. Because we have to assume, right, that there was enough goodwill built up over you worked hard enough and did a good enough job that when you left, your boss gave you $100 gift card.
$80.
All right, Justin.
But it's we gotta stop because they're not bringing, the question is not, can I bring this Canadian gift card to America and then have the value of our currency judged against your own?
Mule some donuts across, international lines?
In Canada, a dozy is going to
Can I hoop some Timbits?
In Canada, a dozy is going to cost you $8.99. Right.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if they do taxes over there or what, but let's just assume
they actually give you money back. Is the weird
it's,
thing.
Let's assume that it's 10 dozen donuts.
Okay.
That's 120 donuts on the line. Now, if you think about that, if you can contextualize this question now. Now it's something you can talk about because now you're talking about somewhere in the bowels of the internet are 120 donuts just for you.
It's like one donut a day for a third of a year. Like that's
I don't
want to
do
bit.
Actually more math.
Okay.
Hating this. I am actively mad at the question asker for the amount of math that they have brought to my
it's just like to be fair, donuts. Griffin. Sorry, Griffin. Justin, if I may, the question asker didn't ask us to do this math. Justin has voluntarily assigned
that's a good point.
This.
They gave us one number and Justin turned into the fucking number muncher.
$120. 120 donuts.
Yeah.
Sure.
Trapped in my email.
Here's what don't do this. Don't do it. But what
don't
you
reach
could
out to
do,
get back in the email? Oh, what you're about
no,
to say.
No, what you could do is go to whatever the store is, let's say Tim Hortons, order the stuff, and then when they're like, time to pay, then you say, well, I had a gift card, but I lost it. And then at this point, Tim Hortons is
I'm on pins and needles.
Tim Hortons is, let's just say, pot committed because the chances are they've already started boxing the donuts, right? Okay. They've already punched it into the computer, right?
Okay.
But if you walk up to whoever's behind the cash register and the first thing you say is there a way to figure out I had this gift card but I lost it and I have zero information about it? Nothing's happening here.
Nothing's happening here. The Tim Hortons employees would rather let you watch and look on in horror as they shove donut by donut into the garbage disposal.
One at a time.
Then give
yes.
them to you for free. Like, there's no way that this plan will work. It is challenging.
I'm not saying give them to you for free. I'm saying once they're pot committed,
now they have to get in the computers and figure it out.
Yeah, we're going to have to like hack the matrix and figure out where.
There's no way.
There's no way.
It's
There's
not,
no way
it's
they're going to do that.
1950 where they have like a little tiny box with index cards with each individual customer's name.
No,
and a line
they're
going to
have to. It doesn't, but no, it's also not 1950 where any business cares about any individual experience. Period. Like,
yeah.
They don't care. They would rather pull out a
a bucket of dirty mop water and shove all your notes into it. And then you tweet about it once and they're like, so sorry you had a bad experience. Here's a gift card. No one cares. Like, they don't care how it goes for you.
They wouldn't even do the gift card with the tweet. They would just be like, oh, that sucks. Sorry. We'd love
a chance to make this right.
Yeah.
You come in and they're like, oh, good. I'm glad you're here. We've got all your donuts.
Can you DM us with more details of the experience? And you're like, yeah, you dumped all my donuts in the dirty mop water. And you're like, I hate that for you.
Oh, that's so bad. What did you do?
We hope you just didn't color your impression of Tim Hortons. Like, yeah, definitely did a lot.
That's so weird that they did that. That's not what we do.
That is not company policy.
We actually have signs telling people not to do that. So
we're
going to really
definitely
us.
Look into this.
This actually sounds like a franchisee issue. So we are going to improve our training on that front. I mean, the problem with this is if you reach out to the – you can't reach out to the boss.
Why not?
Okay. Run it through. Like, imagine it's you. If an employee or that you like enough to do this gift card, right?
Yeah.
If an employee reaches out to you and they're like, hey, I don't want to be like rude or anything, but I can't access that gift card you got me because I don't have access to that email address anymore. What can you do? And if they can't, they're going to feel so stupid.
Yeah.
God, idiot. They're going to feel so stupid about sending it to your work email, that they might end up feeling obligated to get you another $100 gift card. Like,
yeah, so?
That is what I would do in that scenario, because I would feel like such a guilt, because it's a person. I mean, it's a person, and you're not going to feel good about that. You won't feel good about it.
You are assuming that they would not feel good because you would not feel good about that, right? I'm just saying that is a solution. It is perhaps the most direct solution. Is it the most high road solution? No, of course not. But I would also argue that within a month, the chance that your boss has some kind of receipt for the transaction, right, that they could like contact Tim Hortons customer service.
What did you just giggle at?
Just the idea of like calling Tim Hortons customer service. Like, just, hey,
my boss.
I fucked up real good. I bought a $100 gift card for the employee. Please help, Tim Hortons. I just like that idea.
There's a gaping hole in our consideration. There's a real gaper here that we're missing out on. And that is the reason for your departure from the job, the quality of your departure from the business that you are no longer employed at.
You don't think the $100 gift card is an implication that it was amicable?
That's a good point. Yeah.
Because I've never been like, yeah, get the fuck out. But also, real quick, before you go,
take this with you.
I just want you to know, this is $100 of donut hush money.
Unless.
Tell no one.
Unless. The boss knew that you would not be able to access this. These non-fungible donut tokens. And so then it's sort of an empty gesture, right? Oh, I'm going to give you $1,000,000,000,000,000 in donut money, and it's going to be waiting for you in your work email. And then immediately when you get off the phone, they call IT and just like, get them
shut
off
it down.
Fucking shut it down.
Start they the timer. I want their email closed before they're off the premises.
I think email them. And just get your fucking donuts back.
Why don't you go to Tim Horton? Just go to their website and just like talk to them, person to person.
Yeah,
ask to talk to them.
And we don't do that anymore.
Thank you.
We don't contact website people anymore to say, "Hey, help me out." Human to human,
person.
What
to
can
person.
You do? What can I do? And hey, after this, do you want to see a movie and hang out? Let's become real life buds.
And they'll feel good for helping you get 120 donuts.
Yeah. And you can say, like, 10 of those donuts are yours, my friend. That's a finder's fee.
And they'll say, I wouldn't eat that with my worst enemy's dog's mouth.
I know it's been in the mop water.
From mop water didst they come to mop waters whilst they return.
Do you guys think it's weird?
Yes.
That Tim Hortons doesn't have a possessive apostrophe. So the actual name of the actual business is just plural Tim Horton. Just like many Tim Hortons lined up,
Tim's
ready
Horton
to serve you.
And every one of these is me eat of my donuts.
So I hope that helped.
Hey, do you want to go talk to the wizard about what they have for you today?
I want him to come to us.
We're off to see the wizard, the magical wizard of cloud. Here he is, the wizard of wiz, just like Chris O'Dowd. Remember him from Bridesmaids?
Yeah.
He really turned in a great performance. Chris O'Dowd, Chris O'Dowd.
He was in the IT crowd. Yeah, this one I think you guys are going to really need for to get through this this April Fool's Day, because it is how to get your little brother to stop bugging you.
Thank you. I've been wondering about this for 35 years.
And Justin for
38.
Yeah. Tori sent this in. Thank you, Tori. So you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. A younger brother can be a pain. And
well,
it's
now, hold on. I've watched the Fast and the Furious franchise. You can definitely choose your family.
Well, that's a good point, Trav.
Yeah. Sort really of a point, Trav.
Yeah, man. Exactly family pointless. Ain't just blood.
No, it's oil. Car oil.
Yeah.
And it's oil. It's the blood of cars.
Yeah. Blood of cars and brake fluid, which is the sweat of cars. No, it's the jizzies of cars.
Drink of this oil, for it is my blood.
And look at that white windshield wiper fluid. It's my spit.
What?
What body fluid is Corona?
Corona's what interrupted the filming of Fast Furious 10. No, I mean, that's where the Corona came in.
Not that. Okay, So here's how to get your little brother to stop bugging you when he's being a real shithead.
Okay.
Step one, give your brother some attention.
The first one is just quit.
Give him what he wants.
Give him what he wants.
Well, okay. I mean, it would be cool if you guys actually listened and took some of this to heart.
Okay. Sorry, you're right. Go ahead. I'm giving you attention.
I need it.
I'm zoned in, Griffin.
Okay, so set aside sibling time. If your brother is always pestering you while you're hanging out with your friends or chilling in your room, then try scheduling a special time to do something with him.
Yeah, like once a week, record a podcast together.
There you go. That should keep him satisfied.
Yeah. I don't think they were talking about that. It's like fun stuff. You could plan a specific time each week to do something fun with your brother, such as Saturday afternoon when you have free time. Ask him.
Or like Thursday mornings at like 10 a.m.
Or, you know what, Griffin? We have our weekly meeting on Mondays. That's fun, right?
That's fun. We do Adventure Zone, you know, now pretty regularly.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, it is pretty fun. But you could also do Saturday afternoons. You could ask me what's fun to do, and we could come up with an idea together.
Okay, Griffin, Saturday afternoon, what do you want to do?
Probably be asleep.
Okay.
But that's not really a group activity.
Well, we can take naps simultaneously, separately.
I mean, they got some suggestions here. You might even begin a weekly tradition such as going bowling or watching a movie together on Friday nights. What are you guys up to this Friday night? Do you want to watch a bowling movie like Alley Cat Strike?
I would fucking love to watch an Alley Cat Strike.
Introduce him to friends. Maybe your brother nags you to hang out all the time because he doesn't have friends. Well, I mean, this one's not true, clearly. Maybe he's shy and has a hard time meeting people. If he has friends, he'll be less likely to pester you. So if your friend has a younger brother about the same age as yours, plan to do something together so that they can meet. How come you guys never set me up with your friends' brothers?
None of my friends have brothers.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, if you think about it, right? Think about all my best friends, Griffin.
Yeah, no brothers there. All right, well, how about this one? You guys should be able to do this one. Set aside a hobby. Suggest a hobby. I mean, don't set aside one. That's not what it says. It says suggest a hobby.
So like help your brother.
No, I'm already obviously doing that. Help your brother find other interests than bugging you. Hobbies that your brother can do by himself will be the best one to suggest. I can't podcast by myself. You all know this.
You can mod Game Boys by yourself.
You can
make candy.
That habit was too expensive, and also I welded my flesh to a copy of Pokemon Silver.
Are we still talking about the Game Boy or about candy?
I'm talking about the Game Boy.
Okay.
And candy is also very dangerous. So I would need a non-dangerous one, or else I'm going to
Because you could really Johnny Tremaine yourself with some, like, hard candy.
Very nearly did, yes.
Griffin, you could get into cosplay.
Will you just let him do his bit?
I'm trying to help.
One way.
He is trying to help me. And in fact,
because I care about Griffin, Justin.
Hey, guys, teach me a sport.
Oof, okay. That's a big ask.
Maybe
we
remember
when you and I tried to learn cricket?
Yeah, that went pretty good. Maybe your brother really wants to, maybe I really want to hang out at the skate park, but I don't know how to do any tricks. If you spend more time with me showing me how to practice, I will be more confident in going to the skate park by myself. I will likely meet other kids who skate and make friends on my own.
Now, Griffin, here's the deal I will make you. I do not know how to skateboard or skate very well in general. Yeah. I will watch videos on it, and I will learn the theoreticals, and then I will stand on the ground and coach you on the board at the skate park.
That's not what I'm looking for. I want to spend time with you.
I'll teach be with you.
Teach me a sport. I don't have enough money for a skateboard or basketball sneaker, so you could help me earn some extra cash.
Now, wait, hold on. Pay your brother to stop him bugging you is basically what this
for
is,
instance,
right?
if dad offers to pay us for cleaning the garage,
as he has wanted to do,
offer to help me do this extra chore, but don't demand any of the money. That would be cool, guys.
That would be cool, but like, yeah, I mean, this is the problem, is like, you're giving your brother what he wants.
Yeah.
Like, I have other things that I want to do in my life, and I don't want to do these. If I had time for my brother, I would be giving time to my brother. That's not helping. This is not helpful.
And just as a small diversion from this, every time I have to clean my garage, I finish and I call our dad and I'm like, hey, $20, please. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, I clean my garage, pay me. And he's like, that's not how it works. You're 38 now and it's your garage. And I'm like, you set up an unfair standard, sir.
Yeah. That's
he tried to imbue in you an entrepreneurial spirit.
But basically, he just set up a Pavlovian response that when I do a chore, dad should have to pay me.
So it does actually say here, offer a reward or bribe. So it says here, loan me your iPod or let me pick the television show.
What?
That we're watching together?
Well, and I'm doing it.
You guys never let me... You guys never let me watch the stuff I want to watch.
Well, what do you want to watch?
Yeah.
Really super violent anime. Like, really, really, really very, very violent.
Okay, done.
Anime.
Yeah.
We'll watch
it. No, guys. Don't just agree to it that fast. You have no fucking idea how gnarly this anime is.
So violent, like Avatar or like Yu-Gi-Oh? Because there's like fights in those.
Something a little more intense, like Perfect Blue. You want to go back to the...
Like twice.
Classics.
Twice what Avatar does. You will barf.
Whoa.
You'll barf when you see it. I'm talking about vampires like making people...
I made you that special fan-made Avatar cut, super cut, that's just the fighting.
And
Justin added some like red splashes on the screen.
You added your own blood to Avatar, which I thought was super cool. Protect your space and your belongings. Help your brother understand. Help me understand. It's possible me doesn't understand why privacy and personal space is a big deal. Begin by talking to me and explaining why it bothers you that I go through your things every night when you guys are asleep.
Hold on.
I don't take anything. I just go through it just to make sure you guys aren't up to
just
no good.
A sniff or two.
Not even a big deal.
Yeah. So explain to me why that's bad.
I don't know, actually.
Yeah, I don't think there is actually a good reason.
Listen, if someone's going to go through my house at night while I'm asleep, I'd rather it be Griffin. Because if Griffin's there, then I know if somebody else comes in, Griffin's going to be like, bark at them and be like, this is my territory. I go through the stuff here.
Or I could tell them where all the best stuff is so that they can get it. Like,
why would you do that?
Well, if someone's going to burglarize your house, don't you want them to just get in, do the damn thing, and get out? I don't want to have to interface with
them. Then why did I let you come in my house and go through my stuff, Griffin, if you're not going to call dibs when a burglar shows up?
I'm going to help the burglar go fast.
Yeah, no, so I understand that. That's the issue I'm taking.
Doesn't sound
here.
Like you do.
Oh, boy. You know, you could, if your brother annoys you and bugs you all the time, you could do what I've done, which is spend a long time, many decades, making yourself have like a weird sense of humor and kind of like, what? Like, I don't, is that funny? I don't get what that is. And like, you're a little bit weird and maybe give yourself like a weird voice that's maybe hard to listen to for a long time. And then eventually your little brother's like, you know what? I'm good. I'm just going to go over here. I'm good. I'm going to move to Texas. You know, something like that.
So you're saying that you gave yourself I'm confused what you just said, Travis.
Yeah, I've lost the plot of this one.
This whole Travis that you guys know is a construction because Griffin was so annoying when he was like 3 years old.
Oh, I kept taking Travis's stuff.
I was so fucking cool when I was six, guys.
Can you even do your real voice?
Oh, let me see. Hey, everybody. How's it going? No,
it's not that different.
It's so cool. It's me, Travis. It's me, Steven Johnson. The real, it's me, the real Steven Johnson.
Now you're Steven Johnson, not Steve Johnson. Okay.
No, I'm Steven Johnson. I'm over here riding my motorcycle.
Oh, fuck.
And I'm doing fucking cool ass flips.
Yeah, I would bother the shit out of Steven Johnson. Would not get a moment.
All I do is watch R-rated movies and drink some fucking
Steve Johnson, do you like super violent anime?
I love super. Are you kidding me? The more violent, the better.
I mean, once
can I request
people
Steven Johnson to hang out for the rest of the episode?
Yeah,
I'm done with Travis.
I'm going to bug the shit out of Steve.
This actually
he
feels
knows
way more comfortable. Oh, fuck yeah, dudes. Let me take a sip off this cool bourbon. Hold on.
Wait, is the bourbon like somewhere is like temperature cold or is it like
I can't believe
it's got sunglasses
that square. I thought you were cool.
He's right, he's necking me and I'm loving it.
Yeah, take away the temptation if possible. That's essentially what Steven did do. Ask your parents for a lock. Travis did lock, or I guess Steven Johnson locked himself away to make
it was so dark in there, you
in
guys
a Travis prison.
Where have you been, Steve?
Mostly hiding behind Travis's eyes watching Supernatural.
Fucking, can you imagine being imprisoned and forced to watch Supernatural ad nauseam?
Oh,
we're starting Lucifer now. Great.
Oh, great. My favorite.
Great.
No, actually, Lucifer is pretty good. Don't knock it, you guys, if you haven't watched it. Tom Ellis
feels
delivers.
Like Travis is. That was a real Travis thing.
No, it's
say
fucking cool as shit. He's the devil, guys.
Oh, that is cool. Yeah, good point.
You haven't
that's
fucking
cool
thought about it. He's the fucking devil.
That's really
that's
badass
cool.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. As opposed to Supernatural, where it's just a cool older brother hanging out with his little nerdy brother who won't leave him alone. Fucking
can you
sucks.
Yeah, I really related to that.
Yeah.
Can we, there's a next tip here that's really pretty
oh my
important
God, is he still talking?
Hey, Steven. You don't have to be rude about it. Because you're going to feel actually pretty guilty when I do this next one.
Uh-huh.
Think about the reason your brother, me, hugs you. Or bugs you. It says bugs you. I thought it said hugs you. Because in the image, it does look like the little boy is hugging the man. So I will actually keep it my wrong interpretation. Uh-huh. And I want you guys to think about why I hug you.
To get your stink all over me.
To pick my wallet.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's both of them. Talk it out. Talk to me when I try to hug you and you don't want it and you're wearing a badge on your shirt that says CEO on it. Hold on. Wait, I have to read this. No, it's a phase. You don't want to behave in a way that could damage your future relationship with me. It might not seem like it now, but when you get older, I might just turn into your close friend. So this is you in your CEO shirt and you're thinking about the time that I tried to hug you.
Wait, it's a CEO shirt?
Well, sorry, no.
Can I get an image, Griffin?
Yeah, let me do a screen.
I know that's not the most conducive to audio.
No,
but
it's confusing. It's a good image. This seems worthy of posting on Soshi after.
Okay, so okay. Imagine a man.
Go ahead.
Okay. Imagine there's a man who is writing on paper and his brother is reaching from behind him and choking him.
But hugging, but it's more of a hug when you say
it's more of a hug.
Sorry, I walked away for a long time to go get some jerky, but I'm back now. Yeah, whoever that smaller person is going to kill that bigger person.
Yeah, he's choking but then there's another man, like, so that image is vignetted. And then there's another man in front of that image. It's the same man from earlier, but he's a man now. And he's wearing a shirt, like a button-down shirt with a tie, and where you would expect there to be like a name tag at a retail store, there's just a tag that says CEO in huge letters. And then underneath the CEO, it says Chief Executive Officer, which is great because it's like, hi, I'm in charge here. Hey, wait, what does CEO mean? Well, let me explain.
Okay, real quick. Travis is back here.
Okay.
Two things. Maybe the person's name is CEO. You don't know.
And I do know because it says Chief Executive Officer.
That might be a coincidence, Justin.
Yeah. Oh, to clarify. It's clarifying.
I'm a CEO. Well, because before he was the chief executive officer, he had to have a different thing there. But also, you can tell by the eyebrows and forehead wrinkles of the memory person, he's very surprised by what is happening. This person has snuck up on him to do whatever dastardly deed they're planning on this man's neck. This was not like a, like, hey, I would like to hug you, brother. This was like, whoa, oh my God. Like, yeah, this is a problem.
He also looks younger as the CEO than he does in his memory.
Big brother, yeah.
He's Benjamin Buttoning.
I do want to, the rest of this isn't as great or useful, I think, for any of us. But the last tip in this article says, be a role model to me. I am probably hugging you so much because I want to be like you. Even if I'm being mean to you, the fact that I'm paying attention to you at all proves that I want to be around you. Do the right thing and show him how to handle difficult situations with grace. And then one day I will thank you. And then there's a pretty choice JPEG with this one too. And I think we can maybe post this one on Soshi too, because it makes for a good pairing with the other one.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That guy was hiding behind the vignette in the first one. Like, the memory faded, and he was like, yeah, that's right.
Guys, this one is the exact same man with a CEO name tag, but instead of the memory behind him, now it's a very similar-looking man in an ill-fitting shirt and what appears to be a piece of torn-off tinfoil that he has written CEO in Sharpie on.
I just want
to
be like you.
He's about to talented Mr. Ripley his ass.
I just fuck around with you guys because I want to be a CEO too one day, like you guys are.
Uh-huh.
I'm not exactly sure what the org chart looks like for our shit.
Now, Justin and I are co-CEOs. That is true.
That's it. And I just want to be that.
And Griffin's like, our jester.
Okay.
For me, Griffin.
Okay. That feels actually like a pretty important role in the business that we have created for ourselves.
You know what? Now that you say
funny,
it, yeah.
Yeah, right, Travis. I'm the funny one. And you guys are the business boys. That's fine. I'll wear that badge.
The jester badge?
The jester
badge. Well, we wear the CEO badges.
Yeah, like a couple of fucking
nerds. Let's take a break. And
I just want to know if you guys feel like you learned anything.
Yeah, Griffin, I'm going to completely treat you differently now.
Oh,
I'm not.
Good.
Oh.
That's fine.
I'm
going to
treat you worse.
Treating. Yeah.
Whoa. Why?
Well, because I kind of miss Steven Johnson.
Yeah,
if I'm being honest.
That we know what Travis could be if it weren't for my incessant
makes
hugging.
Makes him worse.
Yeah.
By comparison. Let's go to the Money Zone.
It's better with you.
My kids wake up in the morning.
My kids.
The only thing these kids want is croissant toast. And the only place that I know where to get it is from Imperfect Foods. So it doesn't matter about all the food waste they're going to save, the saving time on grocery shopping, the fact they're going to send you beautiful produce that is not quite perfect for store shelves, but it's going to be just ideal for your dinner table. It's fresh and delicious, and they deliver it to your home with sustainable groceries that embrace the natural imperfections in food. None of that matters. Because they have croissant toast and you have to buy it from them or your kids won't love you anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm at. See, go to imperfectfoods.com and see if they deliver in your area. You're going to get a big box of beautiful produce. You can choose the stuff you get. You can let them pick stuff for you. You can tell them what you like and don't like. It's all great. You can personalize your weekly grocery order with fresh seasonal produce. Pantry staples like croissant toast that make your kids love you. They got some really yummy snacks. Oh my gosh, some of the snacks in there are delish. They deliver weekly by neighborhood, which is a unique model that produces 25 to 75% fewer emissions than individual trips to the grocery store. Right now, Imperfect Foods is offering our listeners 20% off your first four orders when you go to imperfectfoods.com and use promo code MYBROTHER. Again, 20% off your first four orders. That's up to an $80 value at imperfectfoods.com. Offer code when you use promo code MYBROTHER.
I'm not sure if you have to use this business or your kids won't love you is the most ringing endorsement.
Yeah, at this point, I have to. And it doesn't matter if it's the best commercial, it's the truth, and I am nothing.
Okay.
If not, like Charlie Sheen before me, I am speaking truth to the powers that
don't be. Wait, what power? What you want to be.
What? These advertisers who think they control us.
They paid us, Justin.
They paid us to say.
Yeah, they think that they, and we're supposed to dance like pummets. No, thank
like
you.
Pummets? No, we have to dance like pummets.
I said puppet.
You did it. You most certainly did not, my friend.
At best, I'll compromise and say you said pumpets.
Do the other ad.
The other one's Squarespace. They put the power in your hands of the internet. Yeah. And so you can make a website that looks beautiful. It can grow your brand or your business, and it's going to be beautiful. And you can sell products and services or blog or just like whatever the fuck.
Hey, wait, guys, hold on.
Yeah, please.
Hold on.
Go ahead, because it was going really good.
Squarespace wouldn't want me to say this. What if you use Squarespace to make a website that help people design websites?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Can you imagine? So like, here's my Squarespace website and I'm going to charge you more than Squarespace charges you, right? To build a website on my website.
I'm never going to see that coming.
Yeah. I'm doing it from the inside.
That's really a good tip. We're not going to get business. Paid. We're not going to get paid for this, not because they'll be mad at us, but because they're not going to have any money.
Because y'all have built a new
hack.
New, better Squarespace.
They don't know I know this hack. Yeah.
Anyway,
and they'll try to shut you down. They're like, he's rerouted it through too many conduits.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can't find him.
Yeah. So, yeah.
He used too many different ports and aliases.
This is great. We should talk about Squarespace and their services. Okay, so they got customizable galleries to display images and videos in unique ways.
I'll have
they
that
got
too.
The storefront.
Uh-huh.
Travis is writing it now.
Yeah. But after everyone, I'm writing but better.
You can pop up on SEO and just like crush it. They've got hybridized storage streaming solutions.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really on there. So you're going to try and
damn it. I already wrote it down.
Yeah, see, that's...
And I don't have my eraser's a nub. I can't...
They got JPEG 2s. They've got turbo GIFs.
I don't know how to get... Oh, fuck.
So I want you to go to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code mybrother to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. But don't try to make Squarespace-like products or they will... It just says, we'll get your ass. We'll get your ass. That's wild. I've never seen a threat in the ad copy before.
God knows I have.
I guess all ad copy is a threat of if you don't say these things, you will not be paid for the advertisement. That's just a sort of like, that threat's always looming.
Hey, were you a reader as a kid? Like maybe you read a lot of fantasy novels.
Or horse girl books, we know how it is.
But now you're an adult and you miss reading. You're so busy and you can't figure out how to get back into books.
We're Reading Glasses and we're here to help.
Yeah, we'll give you advice to figure out what books you love or learn to stop reading books you don't even like.
We're really big proponents of dumping that book.
Dump that book.
But most importantly, we'll help you fall back in love with reading. Reading Glasses, every Thursday on Maximum Fun.
Congratulations, you've won a ticket to attend an exclusive opportunity in a relaxing environment with two lovers.
Wow. Well, this sounds like a sort of proposition of sorts, but really it's an ad for our podcast. Wonderful. It's a show we do here on Maximum Fun where we talk about things that we like and things that we're into.
I'm Rachel McElroy, and you just heard Griffin McElroy, and we are excited for you to join us as we talk about movies and music and books.
Things like sneezing or the idea of rain.
Can you get news or information you can use?
Absolutely,
so.
You cannot, because we're here to talk to you about pumpernickel bread.
You can find new episodes on Wednesdays.
So catch the wave!
How about another question?
Okay.
My father, Clint McElroy,
what?
won't let us get, sorry, my father won't let us get chickens, despite myself, my mother, and the rest of our family desperately wanting to raise some. We have the funds, the space, a big yard in the suburbs, and the chicken-loving attitude. There is no reason he should be saying no, and yet here we are. Brothers, what can I do to convince my father to let us own some hens? That's from Clueless as to Why We're Cluckless in Metro Detroit.
Do you want hens or chickens?
Go on.
I have asked my question.
Hens or chickens?
But, okay.
That's what I asked.
A hen is a griffin.
A hen's a chicken, Griffin.
Now, not all hens are chickens, because, you know, there are peahens to go with peacocks. And so there are different kinds of hens, for sure. But I think we can infer from the question, Griffin, that they want some chicken hens.
What about a rooster?
No, you don't want a rooster. No, they're going to wake you up.
Okay, so you're definitely not getting any chickens for Christmas, Griffin, because you don't know anything.
The rooster's going to wake you up. You're not seeing Rockadoodle? Come on, man.
There's no... Hey, I understand. Can I take your dad's side?
Yes.
I'm sorry, but you came to three dads.
Yep.
I'm going to take your dad's side. You are living, like, right now, you're living your best chicken-free life. Uh-huh. There will come a time when the chickens are pecking at your hand and they didn't lay eggs and they hate you and it stinks like
it smells garbage. They're so little, but the smell they make is unimaginable.
And you're going to be cleaning up dookie from these chickens and you're going to be like, God, I wish I'd listened to my dad.
Yep.
Cause I miss the days before I had to wake up at 6 a.m. to feed these stinky vermin. And like, don't do that.
I've been a kid and I've been a dad. And let me tell you, from both sides of the scenario, every not dad person will say in the household, don't worry, I'll be the one to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you right now, if this decision is enough that one person in the house, i.e. your dad, is saying no, and that's enough to veto it, then I'm going to infer that that is because your dad is the person in the house who responsibility falls to when no one else does it.
Wow. He knows himself, and he knows that he's not going to watch and let these chickens just die.
Yeah.
Just go to seed. You know what I mean? While his family ignores them.
And so your dad is like, no, the answer is no, because I know you.
He'll fall in love with the chickens.
He'll fall in love with the chickens.
He won't be able to take their eggs.
Yeah.
It's you or the chickens. You know, I can't care for that many beings all at once. It's you or the chickens.
I think.
And chickens isn't like a weird high. It's not like I'd like to learn to play guitar. Oh, I ended up not liking guitar. Let's put the guitar in the closet. You can't put chickens in the closet.
No.
You can't put chickens in the closet. They're living beings.
I mean, they'd probably be okay for a little bit, right?
I mean, depends on how big the closet is. Like a coop is, you know, a closet is a coop without an exit and bedding and food and water.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I think whoever works on chickens most gets to eat the eggs. Can we at least agree on that?
Yeah. Yeah, you earn it.
Okay. That's all I had to add to the question is like, tell your dad, like, don't worry, I'll work on the chickens or else I won't eat up the eggs. I don't get to eat up the eggs if I don't work on the chickens. So you have nothing to be scared about.
Is there a, you know, like a bag of flour equivalent that you could be like, I'm going to get a test chicken to prove to you, Papa, that I can be responsible for this chicken and that this chicken will not be. I don't know what that is because an egg is too on the nose.
What's more low stakes than a chicken, right?
Uh-huh. You could get, let's see, what's a bird you could get that if all else fails would definitely take care of itself?
That doesn't exist.
Pigeon.
Birds are famously kind of weak.
Needy.
Yeah.
I feel like a pit, like vultures, right?
Oh, you that's
get
good.
You get a vulture to show your dad how good you would be at taking care of a chicken. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with having a vulture at your house.
And I will say this right now. If my family started being insistent on chicken, and I was like, no. And they were like, what about a hawk? I'd be like, hell yeah. Like, that's, yeah. Yeah.
That's a bird of prey. Like, you're not going to love, you are not going to love that.
Are you telling me that I, Travis McElroy, would not enjoy having a hawk land on my outstretched arm and gaze upon the neighborhood with me as people walked around, like, doing their thing or whatever, as I and the hawk both.
Okay, yeah, that's a beautiful dream that you have.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to the hawk, like, eating your balls through your pants because it's a bird of prey and you have not.
I'm wearing a codpiece, Griffin. Did you not hear me say that the hawk would land on my outstretched arm? You think I'm doing that without a codpiece? Come on. That's Hawk Raisin 101. Come on. Read a
did
book.
Did you just refer to your penis as a hawk raisin? What does that even mean?
No, it's my balls. My balls are hawk raisins.
Okay.
Because they're all dried out from the vasectomy. All
right, let's be cool here and say, like, here's how you can convince your dad to take care of these chickens for you when you get it and don't take good care of it.
Name it after your dad, Dad Jr.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is my chicken, Bryson. Isn't your dad? Yes. It's a beautiful tribute.
Bryson Sr. is also a good way to go. Like, oh, I was going to say name it a junior, but, like, this is my dad's dad, a chicken.
That's cool. Yeah, name it after your dad's dad. And then it'll be like, well, I can't get rid of dad, you know?
You know, I bet, okay, this is a, like, I bet you can foster a chicken.
Wow, that's cool.
I bet you could have a foster chicken that you don't have to be long-term responsible for. But you could have the experience of owning a chicken until someone else adopts that chicken. And then you go back to a chicken-free household.
How, boy, howdy, though. That, the interview process, you will fall in love with this chicken. The interview process required to make sure that this person is not, like, a secret man-wolf. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah. Hey, yeah. Hey, question one. You're not a fox, right? What? Why would you even? Huh? That's not a no. I'm offended you would even ask. See how my tail is twitching in an offended way? Now, wait a minute.
Wait,
now, hold on.
A second.
Hold on a second.
Anyway, I'd like you to meet my wife. What did you just...
Wait, are you a fox married to a wolf? Yes, we're very progressive.
No, what? In my example, the...
What wait, hold on. In mine, one of the people was a fox. And then you said, awoo. And I was like, okay, so that's a wolf.
I mean, the fox could make that noise if it was horny.
No, a fox goes, yip, 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 yip. You know that. Come on.
I love that fucking song. Ah, don't get a chicken. They're so loud.
Don't get chickens.
Just fucking take up Stardew Valley and adopt some chickens in there.
Virtuo chickens.
I don't know. I don't know that you want
chickens. Oh, Gigapang.
Head on over to backyardchickens.com and head on over to the forums and read some of the horror stories in there. You don't want this. You don't want this life.
Can you read this? Are you there right now?
Yeah.
Okay, because there's no way you would have pulled that website without actively being on it.
I could see Charlie or Cooper asking for chickens, and Justin has done this research previously.
Yeah. I mean, just to give you, like, the top form throw right now is, I killed my rooster today. It broke me.
Wow.
So, like,
why did they do that? Doesn't seem like you should have done that.
Do you want to know why?
Sort of.
For its incredible eggs?
Today,
Griffin, it's a rooster.
Oh, right.
And why would you kill it to get the eggs? They're not all inside there.
They were stuck and not coming out.
No, Griffin.
They only lay one egg a day, but I needed two. And I knew that they had.
No rooster. The eggs are not coming out of this rooster. I'm going to have to go in there and get them.
Yeah.
So roosters are illegal where this person lives. So
where do more chickens come from then?
I'm not going to read this story. This is a personal story from someone. But they have, like, there's threads on here where people just update. This is so sweet. They have threads on here where people just update, like, here's what's going on with my flock. And that the Fluffy Butt Acres has its own eight. Fluffy Butt Acres has a forum thread. And you can enjoy it all. All you need to do is make a little time to read all 8,714 pages.
Pages? I thought you were going to say posts. Pages?
Guys, there's 8,000 714 pages of discussion about Fluffy Butt Acres.
Is it a real? Is this a real thing, or is this like a blaze ball sort of situation?
No, I mean that would be actually amazing. Yeah. But no, it's not that. It's just people follow the drama. So like, I killed my rooster was like the capper of. That's not on Fluffy.
Okay, Butt. I was going to say.
Roosters are not illegal in Fluffy Butt Acres. But like, jeez.
Are you lost in the sauce a little bit right now, bud?
Oh my God, guys, I gotta pull.
Yeah, get out. Get out of there, Justin.
I want to be free.
Free.
I want to break free.
What? Free.
Hello, welcome to Munch Squad.
It's weird to see Munch Squad used as a flotation device.
Yes, I have pulled the lever. Yeah, I've pulled the strap, and I'm hurtling towards the surface. And hopefully a lifeboat will pass by and scoop me
up.
You're gonna get the
Munch Squad bends if you go a little too fast out of Chicken Town.
There's not room on the Munch Squad for both of us, Jack.
The lifeboat to pick me up will be piloted by Warren Buffett because our first story is about Dairy Queen. ADQ is coming with the biggest menu rollout in 20 years.
Oh.
They've got them. It's time for Stack Burgers.
What?
It's time for Stack Burgers.
Is that just like two patties?
They're Stack Burgers because it's like these burgers are like a stack of things.
What?
A stack of things.
It's just a stack of. Wait. So.
Yeah, there's usually like bread on the bottom of the stack, uh-huh. And then they have like toppings and meat and cheese and bacon and stuff. And then there's usually bread on the top of the stack.
So it's like Stack Burgers. A vertical burger.
A vertical,
not a horizontal burger.
A vertiburger.
Yeah, like it's things are stacked on top of each other, like a bun is at the top of the bottom.
Interesting.
And then the toppings are between the bun halves.
That's really interesting because it's so messy when they put all the burger stuff out in a row instead of a column.
Yeah.
And I also, I never know in that scenario, am I supposed to assemble something with this? Do I eat it piecemeal? Like, where do I start?
You don't want to be... You don't want to be some sort of glue.
Right.
It's just sort of flaunting.
Right.
Yeah.
I way better than a loose pile burger, too. I don't care for those loose pile burgers.
Ooh. Our hot food menu served at DQ Grill and Chill restaurants is key to our business goal to become a balanced leader in both food and treat items. So what they're saying here is that, like, you know how the only time anyone has ever seen a burger at Dairy Queen is when they're looking at the menu. They're like, oh, weird. They have burgers here, too. I'll have to never try that. Anyway, can I have a Butterfinger Blizzard?
Now, how dare you besmirch the chicken basket?
Are just as good as the cool treats, Justin. And
No, listen. You know I fucks with the chicken basket.
Oh, man, that gravy
burgers,
in there? Fucking,
they got
you can't get that anywhere else.
We know that means innovating and expanding our everyday food offerings. And the new signature stack burgers go beyond typical cheeseburgers that you find at quick service
restaurants. Okay, here you go.
What Troy Bader is saying here and admitting tacitly is like, much like the Dairy Queen on Fifth Avenue, you could be waiting there for like 30 minutes, even if you're just trying to get a Sierra Mist after Taekwondo class.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like,
sure.
It takes forever. It's not quick service, slow service. They got five varieties that are going to keep fans coming back for more. They're created as an everyday offering to defeat burger boredom.
Wow.
These signature stack burger menu comes in five flavor varieties in the U.S. Yeah, they got one third pound doubles and 1/2 pound triples. And they got a bun and beef.
Sure.
And I mean, I could tell you what the burgers are, but honestly, it's just like, who
they're
cares?
Taking innovation. A victory lap
yeah.
for making yeah. up burgers and not side-to-side burgers is what it sounds like.
Instead, I want to step over here real quick to memory lane to remind everybody of the one time when we went on tour and it was Riley's birthday and Riley was with us and we passed by a Dairy Queen. We went there to get lunch and we're like, we'll get a cake because it's Riley's birthday. So we got an ice cream cake. And when you take them right out the freezer, they are boulders. They are solid stone.
They're not good.
Yeah. And so we had to ask for a knife from the people. We had to wait.
A real knife.
Which was a fun ask to be like, hey, give me like a real ass kitchen knife employee. And then we had small slices of cake and had, let's say 7/8 of a cake left. And at one point, we tried to give it back to the employees to say, you can eat this.
As a gift. Yeah, not like
a refund.
7/8 refund.
And we said, this is for you and the crew to eat. If you guys want it, and they looked at us, rightfully so, like we were monsters.
Yeah, we don't want that back.
What are you talking about? You know we have access to any of this stuff whenever we want, right? Like,
it's not a gift. It's a burden.
It was wild. And then I think we walked around to, like, the two other tables of people that were there and said, do you want any of this cake?
Do you want this?
It was one of our lowest moments as a family.
It had to be her most special birthday ever. We know our fans are looking for cheeseburgers that offer big flavor and premium ingredients that keep them coming back for more. So what they're saying is Dairy Queen fans are looking for burgers that they get fucking hooked
on.
I can't stop thinking about. The signature stack burgers meet that craving. I have one other very quick story to tell you about. Subway brand.
Uh-oh.
Subway brand is expanding into consumer goods categories.
Wait, what? Like?
Yes.
Okay.
So they want new and exciting ways for fans to engage with the brand across multiple retail channels. So, I mean, BioWorld merchandising is going to make a wide range of apparel and accessories. That's wild to me, but I guess... get a t-shirt that says Subway on it, you are more than welcome to do so. It's the next one that I have a problem with. Zuru is making collectible toys.
Huh.
Now, I can only think of one character from the Subway history.
Cinematic Universe, spelled S-I-N-matic.
It's only one character that springs to mind that would be a collectible toy, and I don't think you want that heat. I don't think you want.
No, I don't believe so.
I don't think you want the bad man.
Now, I will say this.
The bad big pant man.
No. But if you could reignite the 90s fervor for non-human characters with abs and do some like different like Subway sandwiches anthropomorphized with abs and like different sandwich related weapons, forget about it. I'm going wild.
They call me Subwayne. I'm the boss.
God, dude, I'm so into that. Are you kidding?
I like
Big Tuna.
Subwayne. What kind of animal?
I mean, there's a submarine that they travel around.
Oh, hell yeah,
right?
My dude.
I mean,
sub. And they have like salami, you know, nunchucks.
I'm the sandwich. And that's it.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
That's really good. That's really
good.
Fuck
yeah, my name's Tomato. I hang out with them. I'm okay.
Whoa, that's cool.
I'm foot long Phil, and I...
got a big dick.
I'm popular with the I'm popular with the teens for some reason that I can't quite figure out. Glam Light is a business that is it is promoting. They're doing food inspired makeup and accessories. And the last one is this is the one that I'm actually even more excited about. World Tech Toys is doing a role-playing Subway restaurant set.
Get out.
Where kids can serve their favorite Subway sandwiches and serve them to friends. God, my kids would fucking go ape shit for that.
Justin, you got me so excited because I thought you were going to say a Subway role-playing game. Like a Subway RPG pen and paper. Fuck, that would be out of this world.
It'd be out of this world. So keep an eye out for Subway products hitting store shelves. And keep an eye out for us, the McElroy brothers.
Anywhere.
Our 20 rendezvous fancy takes flight tour. It could be anywhere, but where it is in St. Louis, Kansas City, and Minneapolis on April 20th, 21st, and 22nd.
Now listen, we got us,
and the 23rd is tax, by the way. But Who gives a shit about those guys?
Fuck them. We got us a prom background photo printed so that we're going to dress fancy. Or at least I am. I don't speak for Justin and Griffin.
I have laces on my shoes.
Okay. And so if you want to dress fancy and take you some Fancy Takes Flight prom photos at our live shows, it's definitely going to be the best we could do. And so we'll see. But it'll be there and it'll be fun and it'll be like a whole thing. So go check out those dates, bit.ly/McRoyTours.
Should I rent one tuxedo and then ride that thing till the wheels fall off?
Yeah.
Just so that by the end of the year, I am wearing just this rotten, these rotten vestments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The smell would be, you guys would make me sit at my own table on stage just because the scent of this tuxedo would be so unpalatable.
That would be amazing. Right. Also, important to note, mask and proof of full vaccination or negative COVID test within 72 hours of event start is required. We got a lot more stops over there. Go check it out. bit.ly/McRoyTours. Our dad has written a children's book called Goldie's Guide to Grandchilding that comes out May 10th. Pre-order that at linktree.com/Goldie's Guide. That's linktr.ee/Goldie's Guide.
There's some events that we're going to be at, too, that you, so you can come out and say,
Yeah. Over at the merch store, we got the Schmanners poster that I think is super cute. If you like Schmanners, or if you just like super cute things, or if you just like Teresa and I, but not specifically Schmanners, you should check it out. Also, 10% of all merch sales this month will go to the Transgender Law Center, which employs a variety of community-driven strategies to keep transgender and gender nonconforming people alive, thriving, and fighting for liberation. So go check that out, McRoyMerch.com.
Thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It's a party track for the ages, and mm-hmm. it's gonna get the groove going at whatever sort of social event you're at, and people are just gonna start grinding.
Oh, it's also a good way if you love your friend and you want to tell him, but like you're uncomfortable using words like love, just put that on in the car and then sit silently staring at them until the song's
and
done.
Point at them every time she says
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so they get it. Just point at your friend. I mean, yeah. You. Okay, great. You get it. Okay, cool.
Griffin, what was your final impression this
week? I mean, you could tell me what you want. I feel like it's better when I do that.
Because
I can
Darth Vader?
I'm gonna fuck you up.
But he's just McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This is my brother, me kissing your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.